another home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He wants to arrest Israel's prime minister and defense minister. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The chief prosecutor at the International Criminal Court also seeks arrest warrants for Hamas leaders, saying he believes they're all responsible for war crimes that after President Biden said at Morehouse College's graduation.
It's a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. That's why I've called for an immediate ceasefire. An immediate ceasefire to stop the fighting.
The president also told pro-Palestinian protesters on campuses in recent weeks, angry over his support for Israel and the war, that he hears their voices. The president also addressed an NAACP dinner in Detroit as polls show him losing support among black voters.
Trump is still determined to do it. In his words, he wants to terminate the Affordable Care Act, which would deny 3 million black Americans health insurance.
And the former president blames President Biden for his legal issues, calling it election interference. Later this hour, the Trump trial resumes in New York. Fox's Eric Shawn is there and says Michael Cohen will resume testifying.
Trump lawyer Todd Blanche has been trying to portray him as a serial liar who this jury cannot believe. Cohen will be the last prosecution witness. Then it will be up to the defense. We don't know yet if the former president will take the stand. An election law expert is expected to be called.
The former president's charged with falsifying records, reimbursing Cohen for paying to keep an alleged Trump affair quiet before the 2016 election. Iran is in mourning after its president was killed in a helicopter crash.
The bodies were recovered early this morning, confirming the death of President Ibrahim Raisi, as well as Iran's foreign minister, some other officials.
Fox's Alex Hogan.
Raisi, the 63-year-old ultra-conservative president, was a potential successor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. And today, the Supreme Leader has appointed the country's first vice president, Mohammed Makbar.
In Baltimore, they're finally moving that cargo ship that crashed into a bridge, collapsing it nearly 2 months ago, taking it to a port now. America's listening to Fox News.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos,
Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Taiwan has a new leader, and he and China do not like each other.
A gala day for many in Taiwan as President William Lai is sworn in, but alongside colorful celebration, strong words. China, stop threatening us, the gist of President Lai's speech. He urged Beijing to choose dialogue over confrontation and accept the island's democracy. The Chinese view Taiwan as their own, to be reunited by force if necessary. China says any push for Taiwanese independence is destined to fail, accusing President Lai of undermining peace and stability. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
In London, Julian Assange can keep fighting the order to extradite him here to the U.S. so the WikiLeaks founder can be put on trial for espionage for posting classified American military information online in 2010. A British court just ruled Assange can appeal that order. What happened in Iran with the helicopter crash deaths of the country's president and foreign minister? Not affecting the oil markets. Price down a bit this morning as we keep paying a bit less at the pump.
Gasoline prices fell again in these 2 weeks. A nickel drop to $3.70 for regular nationally. And this makes a 7-week drop over 4 weeks.
AAA's national average for regulars even less than analyst Trilby Lundberg's survey of gas stations, $3.59 per gallon. On Wall Street, stock futures rising a bit after the Dow closed above 40,000 for the first time Friday. In the NBA playoffs,
Siakam on the drive. Halliburton lines up, 3-pointer. Got it!
Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers set a playoff record, shooting 67%, routing the Knicks in New York 130-109 on ABC to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Out west, Minnesota moved on to the finals with a Game 7 playoff record comeback. The Timberwolves rallied from down 20 to beat the defending champion Denver Nuggets 98-90. Xander Schauffele won golf's PGA Championship. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois launching a summer food program for low-income families with school-age kids. The summer EBT program aims to provide essential support to economically disadvantaged kids during the summer months. It'll provide $120 to low-income families with school-age kids for meals over the summer months. There's a new coffee provider for Urbana Middle School. It's run by students for teachers. Karen Hollett, special education class, runs Tiger Brew Coffee Company, a rolling coffee stand that roams the halls. They start their day rolling fresh brewed cups down the hall or serving it up from the classroom. The kids love it. We love it, and the staff loves it, according to Hollett. An additional closure coming to the interchange between I-74 and I-57 in Champaign. As the interchange's reconstruction continues, the ramp leading from eastbound I-74 to southbound I-57 closing today. Signs for a detour utilizing northbound I-57 and Market Street will be posted. Drive safe in construction zones. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, good May 20, ESPN 93.5, leading up to Memorial Day weekend coming up this weekend. I am Stevie J. That is Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
And our meteorologist's name is Greg Solier, brought to you this morning by Carl.
I was out in the sun over the weekend in Milwaukee on the boat on the river and all that. Thus, the kind of harsh voice, too. Sorry about that. Monitor your skin regularly. Talk doctor if you notice any changes. For more information, visit carl.org/skincancer.
Yeah, it was a nice weekend to be on a boat in Milwaukee for sure.
So fun.
How fun is that? Meteorologist Greg Solier, a little more rain came through last night.
Yeah, got some pretty healthy clusters yesterday afternoon and evening time in some spots, downpours in others, some spots just a few hundreds, and so the beat goes on chasing these things around. And as the week wears on, two significant disturbances, kind of a boundary that'll waffle back and forth, keeping us very much summer-like. 92 on the books yesterday. Willard and Savoy will flirt with some 90-degree heat here tomorrow before that boundary shifts south as a brief cool front moves back to the north towards the holiday weekend and during the holiday weekend. So we continue here on this unfortunately wet and at times stormy weather pattern, not only here but over a wide area of the Corn Belt and back into the plains too, where thunderstorms and showers are coming down across eastern Iowa. They got beat up in eastern Kansas again in the overnight hours, and a couple of thunderstorms north of Milwaukee, or at least north of the Chicago area up towards Milwaukee at the current time. Nothing in our radar sweep right now. 70 at Willard and Savoy, 69 at Rantoul. We'll keep an eye on bubbling something up this afternoon in one or two spots, and maybe a downpour and a rush of wind wherever we get these little pop-up things late this afternoon and evening time. 88 the high, 67 tonight, and a better chance for a round of some showers and thunderstorms in spotty coverage here later on tonight and tomorrow. They'll get going in earnest in the afternoon, but ahead of it, highs up near 90 on a gusty south wind, a hot and humid day tomorrow. Then showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows near 70, and a little more scattered random nature here early and late in the day on Wednesday. The humidity comes down at a high near 84. Cooler, drier temporarily Thursday at 77, climbing back into the 80s for Friday and through the holiday weekend, and each day some degree of isolated and widely scattered showers, thunderstorms late night to early morning, late afternoon to early evening. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
The House Oversight Committee devolved into chaos during a late night hearing Thursday. They were voting on whether to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to hand over the audio recording of President Biden's interview with former special counsel Robert Hur. Fireworks flew when Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene commented on Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett's eyelashes. But Crockett took some shots of her own against Greene. There were some allegations that some members were drinking in the hearing, an accusation that ranking member Jamie Raskin says is worth investigating.
Yeah, that's what we got in our United States Congress, baby girl. Anthony Russo is a political analyst and host of the Truth Will Set You Free podcast. I'm not a giant at all Marjorie Taylor Greene fan. She shouldn't have tried to oust our speaker again.
Right, Mike Johnson.
Oh, Mike Johnson. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't. And AOC is just AOC. She's probably a great, right. great barista.
There you
but
go.
I don't know about Congresswoman.
And in the end, are they representing their constituents
They might be. Happy to welcome Anthony Russo back to the program. He is a political analyst, host of the Truth Will Set You Free. Shall Set You Free. Is that Shall Set You Free?
Truth Will Set You Free.
Will Set You Free. Anthony Russo, I don't know what to say except stop it, right?
Well, first off, how dare you degrade AOC into being a barista? That woman was a bartender. Big difference. She's not mixing lattes. This woman was earning her tips one way or another. And Let me be clear. You mentioned the whole thing. Jamie Raskin wants an investigation on if they were drinking. If we're going to point to one culprit, let's point to the bartender that somehow made her way into Congress.
There's that.
Yeah.
All right. So that happened. And yeah, what I want to know is Will. Oh, this is pretty classic. Donald Trump wants Joe Biden tested for drugs before the debate.
Oh, wow.
Anthony, they're giving him something. I don't know if it's illegal.
Okay.
But they're giving him something. Maybe a couple of five-hour energies.
Right.
I don't know how you get talking so fast at a State of the Union, but he was on something.
No, absolutely. I mean, to watch the complete dichotomy of who is Biden when he gets all of a sudden this ability to speak, and I'm not saying a good ability, but better than, you know, mumbling Joe Biden. He's going to be on something. I think the drug test line was hilarious. I don't know if he's going to make it go through with it. But if we're getting into the debate, I think it actually does President Trump a favor to force the microphones to shut off, because that was the biggest issue with the 2020 debate between the two of them. Joe Biden was about to dig his own grave, and Trump then became the bully and talked over him. So although Biden's like, we have to require the mics to shut, I'm like, that's a dumb move, because no matter how many performance PEDs, no matter how many drugs that Biden is on to pump him up, the only thing that can save him is Trump cutting him off. So I think that that's a huge mistake on Biden's part. But I don't know if we talked about this a couple weeks ago. But I said this on other things. I think that this, before they said it was going to be in June, before they said the first debate was going to be in June, I said, I think they're going to do a earlier debate than usual if they do a debate. And that's going to be the excuse they use to replace Joe Biden. And now they said this. I mean, I don't think we've ever had a presidential debate this early.
No.
They're setting it up.
Well, that's what Vivek Ramaswamy said. He said it's all to get rid of him by the convention.
Yeah.
And so Stevie J said for a year and a half it won't be Joe Biden. So I might be right after all.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, he's now all of a sudden looking in the polls saying he's in trouble with Black America. So goes the NCAA thing last night. He goes to Morehead College where Martin Luther King Jr. Went to college, went to seminary. And so how dumb do you think the black people are? What is he? You're reaching out when you're in trouble and you don't do anything and you let the illegals come in and kind of take the space of the black communities in the urban area? What's he doing?
You know, I haven't seen the full speech, but I have seen clips. So I'm guilty of clickbait right now, but I'm watching it and he's angrily yelling at the black students, which might I add, I found out that there's a portion of the students that turned their back on him while he was speaking.
President Morehead College said, if anybody objects, here's where goes that free speech. Anybody objects, we shut it down.
Okay.
We're stopping the whole thing. So it wasn't one of those,
he just went on to say that America doesn't love black voters. He actually said that angrily to a bunch of black students. Like that is so ridiculous. It's like, what are we in 1965?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
bad.
Reading off a really old script, and I just would pay money if I could get Joe Biden to say, "Get off my lawn," because that's that is the tone. That's everything he does when he's got the energy is depicted as an angry old man.
Yep,
and it's just whatever they're giving him to pump him up. It's just, I can't imagine how he collapses into some sort of nap after that thing. But anyway, it'll continue. Went to Delaware last night, back to the White House, I guess, today. I don't think it's Joe Biden. All right, so what vice president pick that Donald Trump makes would make you go, wow, oh, that's a good one?
You know, it's weird. You know, we stopped talking about Vivek for a while, but now he's back in the mix. Like, he's showing up with them. He's even said, like, I'd love to debate Kamala, if it is Kamala, whatever it is. Vivek has been the guy that I wanted kind of all along. And I know a lot of people are like, too Obama-esque or whatever it is. But now that he's back in the mix, he's got to be my guy. Like, I think that he is the best order. I think in case something happens to Trump and he's, you know, he's getting a little older, who knows? It looks like he's in great shape. But, you know, Vivek to me is the guy because he's somebody that's evolved. From a different perspective, you know, he was kind of in the pharmaceutical space. he was in the anti-Trump space even for a bit of time, and I think that he has seen the error of some of his belief systems, and I think anybody that's able to change, and I don't think it's for a buck because he makes less money now than when he had his big company. I think he is, if you were to ask me, he's my guy.
Okay. How can people find you, Anthony Russo?
Truth Will Set You Free USA on most of the social media platforms and podcast platforms. Truth Will Set You Free USA on Instagram, and then just Truth Will Set You Free on Facebook.
I appreciate you. Thanks so much, Anthony Russo, on the Tavern's Towing phone line at 716, Monday, May 20. Sports Headlines, Diane Ducey.
Well, all our local favorites, the Cubs, Chicago White Sox, and our St. Louis Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5, all lost yesterday. Boston up 11-3. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Yesterday at Busch Stadium, the Cardinals had an opportunity to sweep the Boston Red Sox. But Tyler O'Neill hit a 3-0 pitch with two outs in the first inning. That was his 11th home run of the year, and Boston kept on rolling, winning 11-3.
Not much went the Cardinals' way. Lars Newbar was able to hit a home run for the Cardinals, but they were out hit 14-6. Nick Pivetta pitched very well for the Sox and the Cardinals. Well, every pitcher that went out there got beat up a little bit, and a rough start for Matthew Liberatore.
It was a home run for Lars Newbar for the Cardinals. Rafael Devers hit a home run in his fifth consecutive game, tying a Boston Red Sox record. So the Red Sox managed to win in the series and move on to play Tampa Bay while the Cardinals play the Orioles tonight at Busch Stadium.
And the good news is that the Cardinals have still won five of their last seven, and they have Sonny Gray going.
Sonny Gray will go for his sixth win tonight against the Orioles on the air at 5:50. Ricky has the lineups at 6:35. Pitch one of game one of the series at 6:45.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Pittsburgh over the Cubs 3-2, so they'll have Atlanta tomorrow at 6:40 over on US 105.9. New York over the Chicago White Sox 7-2. They'll face Toronto with a 2:07 start. In the Preakness, in horse racing, we won't have a Triple Crown. Mystic Dan was slightly slower than Seize the Day, I believe.
Seize the Gray.
Okay.
The horse is gray.
Gotcha. So, thank you.
Yeah.
And Xander Schauffele, did you see that?
Yep.
Birdie on the 18th for the win.
Saw the replay.
All righty.
Yep.
Illinois baseball swept Purdue.
How about that?
18-10.
Dan Hartlib has an outright Big Ten championship, but oddly, the NCAA, they don't have Power 5 automatics. They're not in the NCAA tournament yet.
Oh, wow.
It's like, what?
Well, we're a number one seed going into the Big Ten tournament, no, and we'll face number eight seed Penn State in Nebraska.
But how could the Big Ten regular season champion with over 100 home runs as a team not be guaranteed a spot in the
NCAA? It's something about Illinois.
No, it's something about the rankings in the Big Ten and the
Okay, or the quality wins and all that.
Weather this morning brought to you by Busey. For over 150 years, it's Busey. Member FDIC.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event vicinity and a couple of downpour-producing thunderstorms. A story yesterday afternoon. We'll do it again here as the first half of the week progresses. Northbound warm front, couple of disturbances in and out of the plains. And later this afternoon, we'll ramp it up again with at least a stray shower thunderstorm. 88 the high, humidity climbing in a partly sunny sky. Warm, humid tonight with a thunderstorm or shower in spots early and late, low down to 67. Windy, hot, humid for the day tomorrow. Clouds build, a couple of afternoon thunderstorms at a high at around 90. Showers, thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows down to 70. A little more scattered, random nature to showers and thunderstorms early and late today and Wednesday. Highs up to 84. Thursday, cooler, drier with sunshine in 77. Back into chasing late night, early morning, and late afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms right through the holiday weekend. Friday high of 81. Highs into the low to mid 80s for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Overnight readings will bottom out into the 60s. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm Peter Olchis, Greg Soldier.
All right, with the rain, you're Lana look awesome. I've got a Stever you'll like next.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Target is cutting prices on about 5,000 of its most regularly purchased items. The company says it plans to reduce prices on thousands more products over the course of the summer. Target and Walmart are competing for shoppers looking to save because of inflation. The nation's largest seafood chain, Red Lobster, filed for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization over the weekend. It plans to keep operating on a smaller scale, with lenders buying the business. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store is slashing its dividend as it overhauls its restaurants and brands. It's also cutting its long-term outlook after weaker-than-expected traffic to its restaurants. Stock futures are higher after the Dow Jones Industrials closed over 40,000 for the first time on Friday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We're into Monday, May 20. Glad you're listening. Good to have you along. I am Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. And we have a Stever, my friends. It is for Spring Green, your neighborhood lawn care team. It is what you get to make that lawn look great right now. You got it going on, but you got weeds. And sometimes the weeds kind of spread out taller than the grass and all that other stuff. Well, these guys go all over the place, and they can make your lawn look like a carpet of green beauty. And they've been doing it a very long time. Steve Imke is the owner. And if you are interested in this deal, it's at like $250 value, and I can do 4 of these today. This is the guy we've talked to that has 650,000 plus miles on his, what year is the truck, Steve?
It's 20,
It's a 2000.
Okay, 2000.
Yeah, come. We ought to have some
sort
of
24 years old
St. Joe celebration for 25 years next year, or some sort of parade or something. Just to,
yeah,
she's still running, and she runs fine. You just change tires and oil, right?
Yep, that's all I do.
How's that crank window working for you?
What's that?
How's the crank window working for you?
Oh, it works good. I just can't talk to anybody out of the passenger side.
Oh, man, I'm telling you what, that's just good stuff. So I've never met anybody that had over 650,000 miles on their vehicle. Is anybody else?
Well, thank you.
Anybody
I mean,
else?
What is the highest?
What's the Guinness Book of World Records?
Right.
We might be going for that at some point.
It's got to be way up there. I can't be close to that.
Okay. All right. Well, but you've never checked, right?
No, never checked.
What about categories? 650,000 miles. Lawn care, last name starts with a vowel. What is something like that? We can really narrow this thing.
If you get it that narrow, I'm probably leaving everything.
That's right. All right.
I do see it's over 3 million miles on a vehicle. How can that be? It's a Volvo.
Some show-off. Probably a mechanic.
Probably is.
Yeah. All right. Oh, so, yeah. Steve Emke, I've got the $250 in services for Spring Green. And right now, lawns shouldn't be a problem. It's the weeds creeping in and all that stuff because the lawn can look, I mean, my lawn right now, and you've handled it for years now, and you were very patient when I kept calling saying, it's going to take a second because you just sodded it. Come on, man. So it took a year or two to really settle in. Now it's like, man, it looks good, and it's just like it should look.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys got all the corners? I don't see any. When you trained me, you said get the corners when you spray.
Yeah.
So your guys got all. It looks really, really good, and when it gets mowed, it's just perfect. So people can have that lawn. It's not that hard, and it's not that expensive, right?
No, it's not. And right now, we are finishing up. This week, we should be done with putting down all the pre-emergent. So we can still get people lined up to get their pre-emergent done to stop the crabgrass from coming in. If they go ahead and win the 250, we can get out right away and get them all set up.
All right. So where are we driving? I mean, some of my Stevers we keep in the county. You guys go all over the place for Spring Green, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. We go up to Paxton, down to Neoga,
wow,
all the way over to the Indiana line and over to Monticello.
So we have a lot of people in their cars that are in different counties. So this is for you. If you don't have Spring Green, you want them. They're great. And your lawn will look unbelievable. And I'll give you $250, and that'll go a long way for this.
Or maybe you're doing a Memorial Day party. You want that mosquito defense, right, Steve?
Well, there's that.
Yeah, we do have that, too. We've got the mosquitoes. We do a perimeter pest, so we can get rid of your insects from around the house, and then the grub control and everything else like that.
Yeah.
But where are we at on cicadas?
Oh, in all honesty, they're not going to do a whole lot of damage to any of the trees.
Okay.
Mainly, they're going to come out. They're going to be noisy, bothersome. But there's no reason to try to spray for them.
Okay.
All right. It's Steve Emke. Got you, my friend. Keep it going. Get that 700,000 mile thing going on in next week. You'll probably be driving 50,000 miles. But
thank you.
I'll talk soon. Steve Emke, the owner of Spring Green. All you got to do is text in Spring Green to the Fisher National Bank text line 217-359-2255. Spring Green, if you want $250 and stuff, and I'm doing four of them. So why wouldn't you?
Why not?
Get the pre-emergence down, get the crabgrass gone. See what they can do for you. You can have that lawn, that one house you drive by. Yeah, you
that's
can have
right.
that lawn.
And, that's the person that's hopping out of the car and pulling the dandelion up out of the neighbor's yard and saying, just taking down the whole property value of our whole block with this dandelion.
It's definitely then if your neighbor has the weeds and you don't, then
I
you
know.
Anyway, 217-359-2255, Spring Green. I'm giving out $250 in services, and that'll get you going. You get educated as to what you might want to do, and you can have a nice looking lawn.
Sweet.
All right, coming up, it's our Senator Chapin Rose.
Oh boy,
always fun to talk to State Senator Chapin Rose about what's going on in Illinois.
Yes.
So happy that we have two parties because close to being just one around here. Anyway, that's coming up next. Stand by.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Court's in session a little earlier than usual this morning at former President Trump's trial in New York with his former attorney returning to the stand.
Michael Cohen is expected to wrap his testimony at some point today, and unless former President Trump decides to testify in his own defense, the trial could be nearing the end. Now, the defense team is expected to complete cross-examination this morning after working to damage the credibility of the prosecution's star witness.
Fox's Brooke Singer. The International Criminal Court's issued arrest warrants for war crimes violations in the conflict between Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza.
Names include Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and three leaders from the Palestinian militant group. Prime Minister Netanyahu warned arrest warrants against Israelis would be an outrage of historic proportions.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Iran's president and foreign minister are among nine people killed in a helicopter crash. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Some people looking to renew their license through the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation have had to wait months. In the past, the agency has cited their outdated licensing system for delays. To address it, Governor Pritzker signed legislation giving the agency 90 days to enter a contract with the vendor to obtain a new one. An additional closure coming to the interchange between I-74 and I-57 in Champaign. As the interchange's reconstruction continues, ramp leading from eastbound I-74 to southbound I-57 closing today. Signs for a detour utilizing northbound I-57 and Market Street will be posted. Drive safe. Volunteers arrived at Douglas Community Center to knock on doors in the neighborhood to install free smoke alarms. The annual event came after a Christian Sheehan died in a house fire back in 2016. Now his family distributes alarms to homes in need each year. Red Cross also helping. Thanks to everyone helping replace those alarms. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. Our weather this morning with meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And the pool opens Saturday. Yes, Memorial Day holiday weekend is coming up. If you'd like to get your memberships for the family or individuals or punch cards, they're a great value. UrbanaParks.org if you need more information. The pool.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana vicinity, and a couple of downpour-producing thunderstorms. A story yesterday afternoon. We'll do it again here as the first half of the week progresses. Northbound warm front, couple of disturbances in and out of the plains, and later this afternoon we'll ramp it up again with at least a stray shower thunderstorm. 88 the high, humidity climbing in a partly sunny sky. Warm, humid tonight with a thunderstorm or shower in spots early and late, low down to 67. Windy, hot, humid for the day tomorrow. Clouds build, couple of afternoon thunderstorms at a high at around 90. Showers, thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows down to 70. A little more scattered, random nature to showers and thunderstorms early and late today and Wednesday. Highs up to 84. Thursday, cooler, drier with sunshine in 77. Back into chasing a late night, early morning, and late afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms right through the holiday weekend. Friday high of 81. Highs into the low to mid 80s for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Overnight readings will bottom out into the 60s. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, so Gale Ferrix Trucking, you guys got any needs? You got anything to share?
Well, for drivers, right now there are a lot of trucking companies that are either shutting down or laying off drivers.
Wow.
We are not doing that. We have freight coming out our ears, and we have a couple of openings for regional and over-the-road van and flatbed drivers. They're home every weekend. We've got a family environment. You know, we think about family as well as the work. So we're looking for a couple of drivers to bring on for that.
Awesome.
So what is the location and website?
That is 1306 Triumph Drive in Urbana. It's right down from Farm and Fleet on 45.
Yep.
And you can call Andy at 217-328-0562 or check out Dedicated Diesel on Facebook.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Well, we've had quite the week here, and our family with Grace's husband, Jacob Hurtubise, getting the call and making it to the Cincinnati Reds. And it's been all over Facebook and stuff, but it's been unbelievable. In the seven games he's played, he's appeared in six.
Okay.
And he started three games.
I mean, it was a week ago Monday.
It was a week ago today.
That's such a weird, wild week.
Whirlwind. So he got his first hit on Armed Forces Day Saturday, which is ironic coming from West Point.
Yes.
So he was obviously very excited. It was a solid single to center off of Walker Buehler, which is, I think, a great pitcher. Mm. That guy, in fact, Jacob batted ninth, and that was the first hit for the Reds. That's how good Walker Buehler is. So it was a real good fastball that kind of moved, and he got all over it and got it to center. So it was just a relief. I mean, just to get your first big league hit, there's no guarantee you're ever going to get a hit. It's just that good.
Right.
Everybody is so good. He'd mentioned over the weekend, because he got a lot of interviews, and he said everybody up here is so polished. They're so, so good. And so you never know. So he got his first hit, and it was very exciting. And the whole dugout's asking for the ball, and they throw it in. And Freddie Freeman, the first baseman, patted Jacob on the – Freddie Freeman's a future Hall of Famer. I would have probably said, huh, thanks, Freddie. What are you doing? Want to hang out after the game? What are you doing? Where are you going? Anyway, he was just really happy. And it was such a relief. And then after the game, asked about the irony of – Armed Forces Day, and he gets his first hit, and he said it's a relief. He said now we can just play baseball. And so yesterday he got up in kind of a, he got one shot to bat yesterday and got a base hit. So he got a second hit yesterday, so he's got a two-game hitting streak. So, and you never know how long this lasts. Is this a long-term thing? Is it another day? Is it another week? That's just life in the big time in the big professional sporting world. So he's in Cincinnati. They're off today. And then they'll play, I think it's a 9-game home series. Cardinals are coming to Cincinnati, too. And then the Cincinnati Reds will go to Wrigley Field. And then they'll go to St. Louis.
Right.
Coming up in June. So, yeah, all of a sudden, I'm all about Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
And I think everybody can understand. I'm a Cardinal guy. But
yeah. What do you wear to Busch Stadium if you get a, you know, boatload of tickets and can have everybody go?
He's my son-in-law.
What?
I can't not
I mean,
root for
at first, you started up and grew up as a Cubs fan.
Yeah,
right?
So I don't have a lot of credibility.
Exactly.
But you can't call me a front runner when the Reds have lost 15 of their last 18. So it's not like they're really struggling.
Yep.
They've had a lot of injuries. But, you know, I'll give everybody that grace if your son or son-in-law gets to the big leagues.
That's right.
You root for that.
You're right.
He can't not.
I mean, he's a relative, for Pete's sake.
He's just a good young man. But the relief of getting the hit, one hit to where you can say, because, again, you're facing the best pitchers in the world.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to keep their job.
Yeah.
So it's a real battle of talent. But, you know, when you're playing with the best players in the world, the good news is you're probably one of them.
Yeah.
It's just you got to realize that because you're there for a reason. And so it's just hard to explain. Never been in this spot. But we're just so proud of him and so happy for him. And Grace is with him at this point at the University of Illinois Chicago. has been very gracious, but she works remotely, and there, you know, she can work Saturdays, Sundays. She can do, you know, whenever she can get the work done, but she's doing a lot of work on the road, which has been pretty awesome. So it's been a whirlwind. Thanks for all the comments and people and their comments on some of the Facebook stuff. But now we're following number 26 for the Cincinnati Reds for sure. He is State Senator Chapin Rose. How are you, Senator?
Hey, guys. Sorry. It's
all good.
Just had difficulties. Called a dead battery.
Oh, hey.
I had to go to my car, get the car charged.
Okay. I understand all of that.
Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah, so have you joined the Pritzker for President team yet? Because it's not going to be Joe Biden, okay? I'm just firmly ensconced in that belief that if they do a June debate, they're going to realize really fast they got to get out of this. And then I saw J.B. Pritzker at the Correspondents' Dinner. I don't know if he goes to that every year Washington, but he's trying.
Maybe he's hobnobbing.
He's hobnobbing, and yeah. I heard he wants to make Chapin Rose's vice presidential candidate. That's what I'm hearing.
Great choice.
Well, first of all, I heard that Gavin Newsom was hanging with the Pope yesterday. So what's that tell you?
You're
right. There's definitely a group of people circling here to step in. I don't know a whole lot, but I do know that I will not be on the Pritzker team. I don't know, guys. I was listening to somebody the other day talking about some economist from Yale invented this, kind of poll, if you will, of presidential rankings and who actually wins, and it's based upon the economy in the second quarter of the election year. And this metric is that this guy invented, it's apparently never failed. And anyway, bottom line is if it holds, Biden's toast, because basically everybody's had it with the economy right now. And I think that's, you know, anybody listening knows it's not good. Did you guys see the News Gazette article over the weekend with the median incomes?
I did not. What did it say?
It's what you'd expect. I mean, the closer to the U of I you get, the higher it gets. But, you know, by the time you get, 30, 40 miles outside of town, you know, the median household income for a husband and wife is $70,000, which means, you know, one person's making 35 and the other person's making 35 on two part-time jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, when the two JBs, Joe Biden and J.B. Pritzker, at $4 a gallon suggest that everybody just buy a Tesla, it kind of falls on deaf ears.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
And frankly, it's not just deaf ears. It really irritates people. You know, I mean, it's just beyond tone deaf.
Well, and how much has it hurt that the immigrants are coming into the communities of other Hispanics that came here legally and Black America? That ticks them off. This is ridiculous. They're getting their money, their space. It's really infuriating. You see the Black support for Joe Biden really down, and you go, wow, that's a move.
You know, it is interesting. It remains to be seen if this is a, you know, kind of a one-time reaction to Joe Biden, or if this is the beginning of some sort of, generational shift. And frankly, it could be both, right? I definitely think that, you know, among younger African Americans, there's a sense that this isn't working for them either, and that, you know, the Democrats have, you know, run for what, you know, say 60, 70 years now, with large support, and I don't mean just like the majority, I mean like, you know, 85-90% support from African Americans, and, you know, you look back over 6-7 decades, and what do you have to show for it, right? I mean, economically, you don't really. So at the end of the day, I think that, you know, as you guys just alluded to, when you look at some of these polling that's out right now, and, you know, it's not like Donald Trump's winning half of the African-American vote, certainly, but he's doing, you know, better than any Republican in a long time. And again, is that a generational change? Is this just a reaction to Biden? What is that? And, I don't know. It'll be interesting. But I also think you're right, Stevie. I don't think Joe Biden's the candidate, and that's not good for Trump.
Okay, well, I think at some point it's going to be very difficult for anybody to jump in with a month or two left. I think that's going to be a tricky pivot. But what about JB? Is he a Democrat? Is he a progressive?
Which JB, Biden or Pritzker?
Well, that's JB Pritzker. I guess I should identify the JBs. Yeah, right. JB Pritzker, is he a Democrat or progressive?
I think he fancies himself a progressive, but what he really is a politician.
Okay, so, all right.
You know, I mean, he'll tell you he's a progressive because that's what he needs to say in the moment to win the Democratic primary. You know, but you know, I don't know. That,
so,
you know,
progressive says no police, no borders, no prisons. I mean, that's JB. You're saying he's a progressive.
Well, I mean, look at the Safety Act. Look at the fact that he's, you know, drained our prisons and released, you know, some really evil people onto our streets. Look at the people he appointed the Prison Review Board, and you know, in his first administration, where he was appointing people to just wholesale opening the doors and letting people out. You know, I mean, he's got that. You know, he can't walk away from that. By the same token, you know, I think the guy's a politician of the moment that's going to say what he needs to do to try to, you know, get elected. But I don't know that he wins their nomination. I think Gavin Newsom probably wins their nomination if Joe Biden were to step down.
Okay. It's Chapin Rose, state senator on the Tammins Towing phone line. What have you been working on? I know the $1 billion that's going to immigration in Illinois alone. $1 billion, Chapin.
Yeah, so this is the budget time, and, you know, the budget's due by the end of the week. Technically, the Constitution says the end of the month, but they've put this sort of artificial deadline on of this Friday. We're waiting to see what pops out here this week. I know that, you know, Republicans have come up with a lot of proposals, one to eliminate the grocery tax so that, you know, working people can actually go to the grocery store. Now, I'm not going to kid myself. The 1% tax isn't going to topple the whole thing and bring down inflation. But I am here to tell you that why on earth is the government taxing you and gouging you when you're already being gouged? So, you know, we would stand with Governor Pritzker on that. However, I want to be clear on that. Our plan actually backfills the loss of local revenue so that, you know, you're not end up raising property taxes locally when you have to pay for police and fire because JB blew a hole in your local budget without any way to continue paying for police and fire. So there's a way to do things right and there's a way to do things wrong, you know, but we'll see how this goes.
Okay. But again, Republicans are just suggestions. They don't have any power to do anything, right? It's just going to still kind of go their way.
Yeah, well, look, we're in the super minority. There's no doubt about that. But I also think that the more these, you know, progressive leftists show us who they are. I mean, look at Columbia University. Look at UCLA. Look at the University of Illinois, right? I mean, do you think those people on the median income of $70,000, husband and wife in Tilton paying taxes, are happy with that their tax dollars are going for such nonsense? You know, I think the more they show their true colors, the better it's going to be for Republicans in November. You know, I really do. And I think, you know, the Safety Act was the beginning of it. Now you've got this lawlessness on college campuses nationwide. You know, it's crazy. I mean, you don't do agreements with groups that have already proven to be completely, yeah, you know, disagreeable, right? And by the way, that's a big difference between somebody going out in front of the alma mater and having their say. Like, that's protected speech. We need that in this country. We cherish that in this country. You know, you have a right to your opinion, no matter how noxiously offensive and stupid it may be. You don't have a right to occupy something and create chaos, right?
Yeah. And it seems also very unequal. It's supposed to be equal justice under the law, right? So you see the whole thing with Scottie Scheffler on Friday. Apparently didn't listen to an officer in a total chaotic situation. Yep. And so he's in an orange jumpsuit in an hour. I can throw a Molotov cocktail at a police officer and not be in an orange jumpsuit. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Some of the level of tolerance we have toward, you know, the auspices of free speech when you're throwing things that can hurt police officers. It just, well, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Certainly when the University of Illinois police, but thankfully we didn't have the violence that they had at other places, you know, but they did cancel the, you know, part of the marathon, which, you know, disrupted quite a few people's lives for that weekend, you know, but when the U of I Police Department attempted to clear out the encampment so that the people who had a permit to jog down the street as part of the 5K could actually jog down the street in safety, you know, these people pushed back, fought back, and ignored that order. There were no arrests. I mean, I think that's your point, right?
Yeah.
The people who didn't have a permit, they were obstructing everyone else's right to live their life. You know, didn't get arrested. And what did the U of I do? They did some, you know, thing that higher education always does, which is some idiotic agreement, like Northwestern. You know, look at Northwestern giving away you know, a professorship and a couple of scholarships to Palestinians in exchange for people like stopping the, you know, the seizing of their campus. Really, do you think that's a long-term strategy? And first of all, you know, and second of all, why would anybody send their kid to Northwestern at this point? You know, I mean, contrast that to the, you know, to the SEC schools where you have kids outside defending the American flag. You have kids you know, like, I mean, you know, singing the national anthem and protesters running and hiding as if it's, you know, oh my gosh, you know, we've been hurt. You're singing the national anthem at us. Yikes, you know, well, good for those kids.
Listen, there's a lot of things that feel upside down. There's no doubt about it. All right.
Well, and speaking of that, where are we on the elections? How are you feeling about things coming up here, Senator?
Look, I mean, again, I think if the election were today, Republicans would trounce based upon the economy and Joe Biden's. I mean, look at this guy. You know, he comes in and he says, oh, I had 9% inflation when I came in. No, you didn't.
No, I know.
Right.
You had like 1.4.
You got to 9% under your watch. Right. I mean, you know, and I just look at this and, you know, I don't say this to poke anybody in the eye, but there's this extreme disconnect between the haves and the have-nots. And, you know, these progressive leftists like to pretend they're for the little guy, but the little guy keeps getting screwed. And, you know, you go look at the, you know, the English department, the U of I, who are all making huge bucks on the taxpayer dimes. And you go look at the average salary of a husband and wife in Brockton, Illinois, and they're paying for all this. And they're tired of paying for all this. And they're tired of watching, you know, idiot protesters be mollycoddled on TV. You know, again, go say your piece with the sign in your hand. You know, absolutely. But, you know, when you start doing encampments and, you know, you don't have a permit and then you're impeding the people who do have a permit, and the police try to remove you and you refuse to go, that's a totally different story. And you know, and the taxpayers have been forgotten in this by the progressive leftists. It's as if money just grows on trees.
You think the Democratic convention in August will have protests in Chicago, or will they be able to hold that in blocks away or something and keep the TVs away?
Well, there'll absolutely be protests in Chicago. The better question is, will the media let us know it even happened?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the media, the presentation that you will see, actual real-time video footage, and that's why the social media is so dangerous to the traditional media. What you'll see on social media is what's actually going on in real time. What, you know, CBS Evening News will be telling you is all as well, right? Because that's what they've been telling you for 30 years now.
But when Fox or Newsmax shows it's not, then they're going to feel, I got to go cover that, right? I mean,
right, but remember, nobody in our band is watching Fox or Newsmax.
Well,
right?
There's that.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I mean, the people on, you know, it's just like, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and yes, I do have liberal friends. we agree to disagree. But, you know, she was telling me she heard a story. We didn't get to the whole reason of this call, which is, why is the U of I charging $2,700 more? Why is the U of I sending $2,700 more per student to the Chicago campus than they are to the Urbana campus, which is effectively a $1,000 increase on the tuition of students in Urbana? But, you know, NPR ran that story, okay? And my friend says, I heard you on NPR talking about why the Urbana kids are paying $1,000 more than the UIC, you know, to subsidize UIC. And she's like, that was amazing. And I'm like, it was amazing you did that work. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, thank you so much. And then I realized, you know, she's listening to NPR, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So, you know, and frankly, to some extent, the same thing goes for the Fox News folks. You know, when you only have one news source, you are subject and captive to what's being presented on that news source. You know, you need to be exposed to a wide variety of viewpoints to really know what's going on. It's like my mom used to say, you know, the truth is somewhere in the middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is a lot going on in your life, and I know that the budget this week's going to block the sun. That's what you got. Will you get it done by Friday?
I think the Democrats don't want to go home. I don't think they want to cause any more chaos for the Democratic Convention in Chicago by somehow going into overtime and being able to look at, you know, I mean, what a bad optic that would be. Look at how messed up Illinois is. Yeah. Democrat-run state. It's a Democrat-run state for decades. Chicago's been run as a Democrat-run city for 100 years. These guys can't even get a budget. You know, I think that's a really bad message for them. So, yeah, I think they'll be done on time. But, you know, as we close here, and we'll do this next time, but for your listeners, you know, why is the U of I spending $2,700 more of their tax money on the UIC campus per student than they are on the Urbana campus. Hmm. And why are Urbana kids having their tuition go up to pay for that?
Well, why
and
is that?
That's a really good question.
Why?
Well, they'll milly mouth around and say stuff like, well, we have a medical school. Okay, well, we've got a vet school, right? we've got an engineering campus.
Right.
I mean, everybody's got their things, right? I think what is really going on, which they won't say publicly, is that this is going to subsidize the hospital, the UIC hospital. And I think that the U of I kids in Urbana are basically effectively subsidizing a money pit up there. And, you know, and I think that now that I've kind of discovered this, you know, even after 5 minutes of questioning, the U of I president even said he'd have to take a look at it. Well, I guess why did it take 5 minutes for you to admit the obvious, right? You should take a look at it. I didn't bring it up to be punitive. I brought it up as a point of policy, but you know, on behalf of the taxpayers and the student tuition payers and their families, you know, they're the ones who get saddled with all this debt. And, you know, it took Tim Kaline to question even to even say he'd look at it. Well, you know, we've had one follow-up meeting with them since then, and I will continue to have follow-up meetings. But, you know, if this continues in the long term, you know, I'll be going to the U of I student government, the U of I, you know, faculty senate. I'll be going to the board of trustees office and just asking the questions, like, why is it? You know, I mean, and don't tell me, you know, we've got a medical school, which is what Tim first tried to do. Yeah, well, we've got an engineering campus.
Everybody, like, as you said,
we've all got things that cost money, you know what I mean, and are expensive. But what they have that we don't have is a hospital. And I think that what's going on is there's a direct subsidy there. And that's, you know, I mean, a kid walking out of graduation last weekend, or not just yesterday, but the weekend before, you know, they were $4,000 to $5,000 more in debt because of it, and that's not right. I mean, if you're for equity, which the U of I keeps claiming they're for equity, then why aren't we being equitable in how we're distributing taxpayer funds among students?
Fighting for you in your area, Chapin Rose. Again, you never know how people can reach you because you don't know your own stuff.
Well, it's sendchapinrose.com. I'm starting to catch on that. I'm going to look it up at the end of the interview.
Say it again.
Send
S-E-N-Chapinrose.com. As in senator, S-E-N, Chapin Rose.
Yeah, there's a little... Yeah, there's a little contact me button there somewhere on that thing.
Well,
yeah.
Keep up the fight, Senator. Appreciate your representation.
You guys have a fantastic day, okay?
You guys do.
You too.
That's Chapin Rose, State Senator, Tapman's Joint Phone Line. The news will be coming up next.
And thanks for the kudos to Chapin Rose. Text that came in, another person saying I'll probably vote for Kennedy. Just will that throw things off? But we didn't really establish more.
Well, he'll be on, I think, will he be on the Illinois ballot? I think so.
Oh,
think
really?
He's not going to be on. Yeah. 50, I don't think.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Anyway.
That's RFK Jr. All right, the news will be next. If you would like our Stever offer, it's $250 services from Spring Green. Why not have your weed-free lawn get started today? He can get this pre-emergence down, which will whack out the crabgrass, and I'm paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
217-359-2255. Just text Spring Green.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Your spring cleaning can make a big difference, and not just in your own home. As you declutter this spring, please consider donating to the Habitat Restore, located at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. The Restore is happy to take your gently used furniture, tools, home decor, appliances, and more to help fund Habitat's mission to build affordable homes with local families in need of safe and decent housing. Drop your items off during business hours or complete the form on our website at cuhabitat.org.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. You're listening.